Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third, the first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting fourth, the right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Amado Samuel. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jay Hook. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth, the catcher, Orlando McFarlane. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. And now, play ball. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. Schofield moves to second. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Schofield moves to third. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell takes first base on ball four. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder takes first base on ball four. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball four. Gonder moves to second. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mazeroski moves to second. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Mazeroski moves to third. Law moves to second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mazeroski tags and scores. Law tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Pirates. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stargell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-1 in the game. Harkness hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin juggles the ball. That's an error on Clendenin. Harkness moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. Harkness moves to third. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gonder hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harkness scores. Thomas moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Pirates. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Elliott strikes out. Two outs. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Pirates. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Law moves to second. Galen Sisco now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stargell moves to third. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gonder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-2 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Law hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Elliott for the out. One out. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0-for-2 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Galen Cisco. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rex Johnston now playing left field. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente who is chasing the ball. Harkness reaches third base with a triple. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harkness scores. It's 3-2, Pirates. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gonder takes first base on ball 4. Altman moves to second. Rod Cannell pinch runs for Jesse Gonder. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McFarland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Hawk Taylor now catching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clendenin strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards short. Samuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Amado Samuel. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is called out on strikes. One out. John Stevenson pinch hits for Bill Wakefield. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson strikes out. Two outs. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Charlie Smith. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-4 in the game. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Christopher moves to second. Frank Bourque now pitching. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Harkness hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christopher scores. Hunt moves to third. It's Mets, 3, Pirates, 3. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. John Stevenson now playing third base. Al Moran now playing shortstop. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-3 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran misplays the ball. That's an error on Moran. McFarlane moves to second. Manny Mota pinch hits for Frank Bourque. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota bunts towards third. Stevenson juggles the ball. That's an error on Stevenson. McFarlane moves to third. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. Mota moves to second. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Verdun takes first base on ball four. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McFarland scores. Mota moves to third. Verdun moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.